It's here now, and we've noted the number of Bernie Sanders supporters who are not heeding his call to back Hillary Clinton, but many are. Today, Here Now's Alex Ashlock met Leslie Johnson of Chico, California.
Well, I still am a Bernie Sanders supporter, and I always will be, but I feel like what he was telling us, the word he kept using is she understands, and he did. You know, he didn't say she's the greatest candidate in the world. He said she understands what we're calling for, what we want, what we need, and we've made our voices heard, and the Democratic platform now has publicly and openly been changed to reflect, you know, the values that Bernie Sanders represented. And my feeling is what he said from the beginning, it isn't about me. It's about getting these issues out into the public view and get them considered serious, legitimate, real concerns, and make people understand this is what the American people want and need. And I think his point is it's the issues that count, and we don't know whether we can trust that she'll stay with the positions that she's now taken. But I think that that's, you know, what he's asking us to do now is transfer our support to her to make sure she gets elected.
Was what he said last night something that you were waiting to hear? Do you feel like he gave you...
Yeah, I think what he said was what we needed to hear. It was a reassurance on his part that, you know, that the platform has shifted to reflect most of the values and, you know, components that he was calling for. So I feel like I have to vote for Clinton now. And sure, we do feel boxed into a corner, like, in a way, you don't have a choice. But at the same time, he did say that it would be disastrous if Trump got elected. And we don't know what Trump would do if he were elected. It's impossible to know because he's such a loose cannon. He's completely unpredictable. But in terms of certain things that he particularly mentioned, like the Supreme Court appointment, you know, and other things, it seems necessary.
So, another voice heard, and many others will be today during the protest titled The Black Resistance March Against Police Terrorism and State Repression. Here Now's Peter O'Dowd is there. Peter, what's going on? And do people you've spoken with feel that Hillary Clinton and the Democrats are responding to their cause, hearing their concerns?
Yeah, I think it's time to recognize at this Democratic convention that there are more than just Bernie or bust people out on the streets. I'm at the site of one of two Black Lives Matter-inspired protests today. And yes, in fact, people are not entirely satisfied with what they're hearing from Democrats. In fact, I met with an organizer called named Michael Wilson today, and he said that in a way, listen to this, in a way, Donald Trump might be better for the black community than Hillary Clinton would be.
There's nothing to expect from him that is going to help our community in any way. So right from the beginning, the black community should be as much up in arms as the extreme right-wingers of the Tea Party when Barack Obama was elected. You know,
you're saying that having Trump in the White House would motivate and galvanize the black community.
And that's what we need. We don't need to be lulled to sleep anymore by the Democrats.
So, Robin, the point there is that Democrats have been in office for 8 years in the White House. Democrats have had positions in the mayor's office in big cities across the country. And so far, this problem is getting worse, or at least in their eyes, it's still going on.
Well, it's just so interesting because we've met African Americans in Cleveland, especially, who are insulted when you say, why are you supporting Donald Trump? They feel he might be better for jobs. Here's someone who feels he might be better for getting the black American community angry. But how are they feeling about how Democrats are addressing their needs? Here's Cory Booker talking about Hillary Clinton last night. You can hear chants of Black Lives Matter.
And she knows that we can be a nation that both believes police officers deserve more respect. They deserve more support, more cooperation and love, and believe that a black 20-something-year-old protester deserves to be valued, deserves to be heard.
Peter, what are you hearing?
Well, let's be fair to Hillary Clinton for a moment. I've traveled all over this country. I've gone to black churches and communities where people have been the victim of gun violence that she has visited as well on the campaign trail. Brings great comfort to many people. But in cities like Philadelphia, let's just say Philadelphia is one of the poorest big cities in America. There are endemic problems of poverty and class inequities here that the numbers just back up. And so people here are saying, look, Hillary Clinton is not the magic bullet to solve some of these problems. And in fact, maybe no politician that's running for office right now can solve some of the major problems in these cities.
Okay, well, we're going to be hearing a lot more of the Black Lives Matter voices. So you make a good point, Peter, that the concentration has been on Bernie Sanders supporters, but there are a lot of other voices that we're going to be hearing over the course of the week. Here now is Peter O'Dowd in the middle of the, what was it called? It's got a long title. Yeah, it's a Black Lives Matter protest. Peter, thank you.
More or less. Thank you. You're welcome.
And we're going to be hearing from Peter all week on the streets of Philadelphia as we come to you from the DNC with Here and Now, a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. You can really feel the energy out there in Philadelphia.
Yeah. And the heat.
This is Here and Now.